Now, as many of you know, a woman's relationship with a hairstylist is a special one, and mine is no exception. It's a bond, born of loyalty and rooted in trust. Heck, no one knows your head like your hairstylist. The way I see it, you're on a journey together through the ever-changing seas of style. Some storms you weather better than others, but you don't just jump ship on a whim. Gynecologists come and go, but let's face it, with your hairdressers, you're in for the long haul. I've been going to Patsy since she graduated from Bangor School of Cosmetology and Open Hair Affair some 25 years ago. Always on Saturday morning, always with the same group of women reading the same magazines under the same hair dryers, dishing about celebrities and locals alike, we are equal opportunity gossipers. There's Estelle Fornia and her sister Denise Ouellette. They're already under the dryers when I arrive at 9. As I walk up the driveway, I can hear them talking and laughing like they haven't seen each other in years. Truth is, they live two doors down from each other on Pleasant Street. Gladys Knight is in the chair before me. I'm not talking about Gladys Knight of the Pips fame. I'm referring to Gladys Knight, the Mahoosick Mills town clerk. If Patsy's running late, it's because of Gladys, who can be a little persnickety. On my heels comes Franny Ward. Oh, she's a sweetheart. And flying in last minute is Harriet Johnson. I swear, Harriet is going to be late for her own funeral. Except for Estelle and Denise, none of us spend time together outside a hair affair. But still, we know each other pretty well. Did you see that movie Steel Magnolias? It's kind of like that, only with snow. Or black flies. I call us the sturdy pine cones. Patsy may not quite measure up to Dolly Parton in the movie, if you'll catch my drift, but we've been through a lot together. Fresh out of school, Patsy had that big Joan Collins and Dynasty hair down pat. Truth be told, it didn't quite look the same on me, but I stuck with her. We've done perms, asymmetrical, cutting layers, growing layers out, cutting layers again, not to mention repeated attempts at the Princess Diana. And the colors? We don't have enough time to get into it. We're always working towards something. You know what I'm talking about. Patsy will say, Ida, I think we should grow out this crown area a little so I can really stack the back. It's the latest thing. And I'll say, sounds good to me, Patsy. And then we have our goal for the next couple of months. Now, Patsy is a good, solid hairdresser. We've had many more hits than misses. But every once in a while, she gets, diverted. She'll get into a heated who-should-be-voted-off Dancing with the Stars this week debate with Gladys, and Estelle and Denise will chime in their two cents, and all of a sudden, I suspect I'm not getting 100% of her attention. It's worse when she's having boyfriend trouble, and I can tell straight off when she's shampooing my hair. She zips through the scalp massage. Then I get in the chair and she starts talking and snipping and gesticulating wildly with her scissors. She doesn't look like she's paying attention because she's not. And I'm sitting there helpless in my plastic cape. It's heroin. The end result of both these kinds of visits are the same. A frustrated week of hair trauma. Every time I pass a mirror, I stop and pull and poke at my hair, trying to get it to look right, muttering to myself, oh, Patsy, cut the sides way too short. This is practically a mohawk. I don't know what Patsy did to my bangs this week, but I look like I'm married to the mob.
Why do you keep going to her, Ida? Charlie asks. It's not like she's the only game in town. Why don't you try Claudette down to Loose Ends?
I'm not going to Loose Ends, Charlie. What kind of name is that, Loose Ends? You don't understand. I can't just leave Patsy. I've got too much invested in our relationship to walk away now. And what would I say to her when I'm ringing out her groceries at the A&P, or when we run into her at a bean supper?
Okay then, Ida. You know what you have to do.
You're right, Charlie. It's time for a hairdresser smackdown. Now, like I said, a woman's relationship with a hairstylist is a special one, and this kind of thing is delicate. I rehearse all week for Saturday's smackdown. I need to build up my courage. If I don't get it just right, it could be disastrous. Thursday afternoon, I'm checking out Patsy at the A&P, pretending everything's on the up and up. It's nerve-wracking. Saturday morning, the moment arrives. I walk into Hair Affair, and there's Gladys, Estelle, and Denise going on about something per usual. Sit down, Ida, Patsy says. You're up. I'm there in the chair with my plastic apron on, sweating, when Patsy asks, like she always does, So, Ida, how'd you make out with your hair this week? I take a deep breath and make my stand. Well, Patsy, to tell you the truth, it was a little off this week. Kind of spiky on the side here. Suddenly, silence. Not a peep out of the sturdy pine cones. I mean, I think even the hairdryer stopped to listen. Finally, Patsy goes, I'm sorry to hear that, Ida. Let's see if we can't do better this week. Done, I'm thinking. That wasn't too bad. I let out a quiet little sigh of relief. There's a bounce in my step as we walk over to the hair washing station. Patsy pulls the lever to recline the seat and tips my head back in the sink. She looks at me, smiles, and says, real nice. Oh, Ida, let me pop the hot wax in the microwave. Your brows really look like they could use some help. You're just a little chia pet, aren't you? There you have it. Customer smackdown. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.